Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Reb T, the show where we talk a daf lesson a day in a minute or so your way. We're on Brachos 59, talking about blessings. The whole Masechta is about blessings, but let's look at what today's topic is from today's piece of Gemara. The Gemara challenges from another blessing on rain, Rabbi Avohu, or a brisa says that as soon as the drops on the ground greet the drops from the sky, one blesses. Rabbi Yehuda explains that the blessing is, we thank you on each drop that you showered on us. And Rabbi Yochanan would conclude it with the praise in Nishmas, even if our mouths were full of song like the sea, we would not be able to thank you, etc. All standing ones will bow down to you. Finish with the blessing of Hashem as the one with most thanks. Rava explains that one must conclude with the God of thanks as not only most thanks, but all thanks are due to Hashem. You know, we look around us and we see things in our life. We take them for granted. We accept them as part and parcel of our life. You think back to the historical days of the days of olden times. People would have shacks. People would have sheds. People had huts. What did they have in the Midbar? Even when they first came to Eretz Yisrael, what did they have? Some small stone huts, some small stone houses. Look at what we have now. Even the poorest person nowadays is still richer than comparatively way back in the olden days. Even if your house is tiny, your car is tiny, it's still so much more so than what they had in the olden days. To have electricity, to have plumbing, to have water coming throughout your house, to have Amazon, to have all these businesses, all these things is fantastically amazing, and we should be appreciative of each and everything we have. Ezahu Ashir HaSameach B'chalko Perkei Avos tells us again and again in Dalet Aleph, we should be appreciative of every single thing. Not take things for granted. The fact that we have a house, the fact that we have internet, the fact that we have phones to do wonderful things with, hopefully. The fact that we have our cars and our spouses and our children. The fact that we have schools nearby and shops nearby and food and supplies that we can have. Endless things coming to our door at any time is so wonderful, so appreciative. So of each and everything, we should be Sameach B'chalko. How much more so of all the things we have, we should be Sameach B'chalko. So if we appreciate all the things we have, all the technology, all the devices, and all the wonderful comforts we have in this world, we should thank Hashem for them each and every day, even more than just the brachos that Anshei Knesset HaGadol had set up for us, and try to be mindful and appreciative of all the things Hashem gives us instead of always asking for more and more and more. Like a parent who bestows things on the children and the children ask for more, we shouldn't do that. We should be thankful for what we have and appreciative of what we have as much as we could think every day, as much as possible, little by little, to be more appreciative in our lives. Join us next time as we talk Brachos 60 here on the Audio DDD with Reb T.